An envisioned bike path connecting Incline Village to Sand Harbor State Park is officially in the works. Now that the Tahoe Fund organization has met its goal of raising $750,000 in private donations for the project. Meeting that goal means that more than $12 million in public funding from local, state, and federal governments will now be triggered. Tahoe Fund CEO Amy Berry says this project will be the next section of the Lake Tahoe Bikeway, a long-term project to build a path around the entire lake spanning more than 70 miles.
It's really going to be the three most stunning miles of the Lake Tahoe Bikeway, but it's probably going to be the three most stunning miles of any bikeway in America. I mean, you're right on the shoreline of Tahoe. There's giant boulders and there's sandy beaches.
The new paved path will provide a dedicated space for walkers and cyclists to access the lake. Right now, Berry says visitors must traverse a section of Highway 28 that's both winding and narrow.
But it has access to some incredible areas of the lake that people are really willing to risk their lives riding along the shoulder to get to this lake access. And people are actually walking along that side of the road with their tubes and rafts and coolers. So it creates an incredibly dangerous situation.
Construction starts next spring and will be completed by 2017 at the latest. The Tahoe Fund has raised private money for about a dozen other projects related to recreation and issues like water conservation. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.